This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Everything you do is making an impact in this world.
This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue.
How dare you?
And I feel like it's my responsibility as a human being.
So what? The world is at stake.
You're listening to Eco Chic, a podcast about climate, sustainability, and eco-conscious lifestyles.
What, like it's hard?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Eco Chic. My name is Laura Diaz. Welcome to the show. If you're new, it is so nice to have you here today. We're talking today about personal care products, the chemicals that are in our personal care products and in our cosmetic products, and what it is that we're actually inviting into our bathrooms, into our showers. I think that this is a particularly pertinent episode, especially as we're spending a lot of time at home, we're spending a lot of time perhaps on self-care, and we're thinking a little bit more about the products that we want to invite into those routines. So I think this is a good one, a very easily applicable plug and play episode for all of us. If you enjoy this episode, if you learn a little something, don't forget to rate the show on Apple Podcasts. It helps me out a lot, and it also really helps out if you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have an episode coming out later this week with a guest I'm really excited to share, so make sure you're subscribed so that you get notified for that. I'm also on Instagram at EcoChicPodcast, and all of my social links are always down below. Let's just jump right in today. Natural personal care products are sometimes hard to pick out at the store. We've spoken before about greenwashing, which is the marketing of a product to appear more green or natural than it really is. So I'll link our episode on greenwashing in the show notes if you want to learn a little bit more. Greenwashing in the shampoo and soap aisles in particular can be tricky, especially if we're not really sure why we're opting out of certain formulas or highlights on packages. I want to remind us all that the word sustainable, eco-friendly, green, plant-based, none of those words are regulated. They truly hold no value if you're picking out a product based on those words. There are some chemicals that are becoming more and more noticeable to consumers like us, particularly sulfates and parabens, which is what we're talking about today. Before we get too deep, I want to make sure that I really make a point to say that not all chemicals are bad for us. Our body is quite literally made up of chemicals, and so is just about everything else in the world. Water is a chemical. We are talking here about toxic chemicals, and if they're deemed toxic, they're probably bad for us. Plus, just in our day-to-day lives, we do experience environmental exposures to toxic chemicals, just through food, through air, through water, through consumer products, that bioaccumulation of things just traveling up the food chain. The U.S. has not passed a major federal law governing the cosmetics personal care industry since 1938, and the personal care shampoo soap products get lumped into that lack of regulation as well. In April, the state of California did pass the Toxic-Free Cosmetics Act, which, if passed into law, will explicitly prohibit the use of 12 of the most harmful chemicals and contaminants in the cosmetics industry today. These toxic 12 chemicals include mercury. I can't believe mercury is allowed legally in our cosmetic products. Three types of formaldehyde, and some of the most toxic parabens and phthalates. And parabens are one of the buzzword ingredients that we're going to be talking about today, along with sulfates. So let's start with sulfates. Sulfates are cleansing agents and foaming agents. You find them in soap, shampoo, you can even find sulfates in some toothpaste. I find that I primarily see sulfate-free on packages of shampoo, so I would like to first open up with that. Sulfates can cause a number of problems for your hair, including drying, they'll irritate your scalp, they fade your color, they could contribute to hair loss. So if you're concerned about making sure that your latest dye job lasts for as long as possible, you probably opt for a sulfate-free shampoo. But even if you're not dyeing your hair, let's think about it, If it can strip away color from hair, what is it doing when you can't see it so obviously? However, sulfate-free doesn't mean that you're not experiencing this. Sometimes the products that are used to replace sulfates are just as harmful, just as drying, and it's a way for the company to just put sulfate-free on the packaging. I really like the app Think Dirty. If you are at the store, want to scan a barcode and figure out how clean or healthy a certain product is for you, I think that's a great way to look. But make sure that you're reading the ingredients list and that you are not just falling victim to a greenwashed product. And if you're like, oh my God, Laura, what do I do? How do I find out if my shampoo has sulfates, if my soap has sulfates? Well, if it lathers up really bubbly and foamy and like the shampoo in the movies, it has sulfates. Sulfates create those big soapy bubbles. Plus, sulfate is usually pretty high on the ingredients list, so it doesn't get camouflaged under any other suspicious names. Parabens, however, can take on a lot of names. So parabens are chemicals that are used to prevent bacteria. They act as a preservative. So you can find parabens in products like deodorant, lotion, lipstick, shampoo, body scrubs, just about any personal care product that gets sold in a traditional store on a shelf. Let's talk about the naming. Most common parabens have paraben in their name. So we have things like butyl paraben, methyl paraben, propyl paraben. They all have paraben in the name. They're pretty obvious. However, there are some less common parabens that have more complex names. So maybe two or three chemical words strung together with no mention of the paraben ending. For that reason, it's really important to look up the ingredients, and I'm not saying that you have to know every single thing that's in all of your shampoo products, but scan it with an app, look it up on an EWG website, figure out what is actually in those products, and see if you're being tricked into buying a paraben product. When I say you don't have to know every single product or know every single chemical word, there are some plant-derived alternatives to parabens, one called ethyl hexyl glycerin. So it sounds really scary, but it's actually just a natural preservative that is sometimes used in paraben-free products. So when it comes to health concerns, both parabens and sulfates have some suspicious activity, but parabens are a little bit more murky than sulfates. So some studies have shown that parabens can mimic estrogen in cells, and estrogen mimics are shown to be associated with certain forms of breast cancer. Parabens have been found present in breast tumors. However, so far there is no scientific evidence to actually prove parabens have any links to any cancers. If you're asking me personally as a friend, I think about choosing paraben-free products the way I choose aluminum-free deodorant. Maybe the research isn't 100% behind the link of aluminum and breast cancer, but there's a lot of really compelling evidence that is pushing us to cut aluminum out of these products altogether. And we're putting these products directly under our arms, onto our skin, into our bodies. So why wouldn't I just rather be safe than sorry? Sulfates are concerning because some studies have found that they break down proteins, which can lead to a degenerative effect on some of our cell membranes. Sulfates were also found to leave residue on organs like the heart, the lungs, brain, pretty serious stuff. However, again, there is evidence by the Cosmetics Ingredient Review Board that recognizes sulfates are safe up to a maximum concentration of 50% if they are properly rinsed off the skin. Basically, that means if you are properly washing sulfates out of your hair, they're probably not leaking into your scalp. We haven't even touched on the fact that parabens, sulfates, and whatever other chemicals are in our personal care products are going down a drain, which means they're entering our water streams. These chemicals are present today, currently circulating through our filtration systems. They're in our groundwater. They're being absorbed by plants and animals. I talked a little bit earlier about environmental exposures. This is really how it happens and how it ramps up. I'll link an episode about bioaccumulation if you want to know more. If you're on the fence about natural beauty, paraben-free products, sulfate-free shampoo, don't be on the fence. These are the most basic chemicals to cut out of our routines. And it's 2020. There are some awesome options for all of our personal care products at the same price point compared to a lot of traditional formulas. There is a wide range of beauty products at the drugstore that are paraben-free, sulfate-free. Anywhere you are already buying your products, there is probably a cleaner option for you. If you want to hear more about cosmetics regulation and policy, plus the rise of really high-performing personal care and beauty products in the natural world, I definitely recommend you check out our conversation with Lindsay Dahl of Beauty Counter. That was episode 96, and I'll link that in the show notes as well. I think at the end of the day, when it comes to choosing less toxic chemicals in our beauty products, it seems like a no-brainer. At first, it might be a hard switch, but with time and with practice, you get to know the brands and the products that really work for you. And I really do believe that there is a cleaner, greener alternative to all of the things that we're already being pushed to buy. And buying products that are paraben-free, sulfate-free, really checking off a lot of boxes when it comes to natural products, I do believe that it's a rinse and repeat type lifestyle, that once you get into it, it's easier and easier to continue making those choices and finding those brands and figuring out what works for you and your lifestyle. So with that, I hope you learned a little something. I enjoyed this episode a lot. I think, again, it's a really good one to apply today at your next trip to Target. Whatever it is that you're shopping for, there is an option free of toxic chemicals like parabens and sulfates and a whole bunch of other gooky stuff. So I hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to Eco Chic, and I will talk to you really soon.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.